We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, so in the studio now is James Dolan, of course, the owner of the Knicks, the Rangers, the Garden, the Beacon, Radio City, the Forum, half of Canada, a little piece of Mexico that nobody likes to talk about, and a third of Long Island. Jim Craig, of course, that's Evan Roberts. I'm not sure if you met him before. Good afternoon, and thanks for coming and joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm going to put that microphone a little bit closer to you right there. All right, so just first question, you are not a guy that talks to the media frequently. So why are you doing this interview, and what is the goal of you speaking to the New York fan base, sports fans, et cetera, today?
It's all about you. I owed you this interview. You told me that.
I mean, I did say that.
Sometimes I think you're BSing when you say you're friends with owners. And now it's like,
I told you.
Right. You're the one who keeps telling me I have to do this.
I mean, it's been 2.5
No,
years.
That's not fair, right? We have an issue, right, that keeps cropping up, right, that we don't think should be an issue, but it is, right, and we've been taking a lot of heat on it, right, et cetera, and we have, you know, we up until now, we just basically issued a statement, said we're going to keep doing it, we think we're right, et cetera.
All right, so let me get into parts of it. One of the issues, of course, is this now infamous facial recognition technology, which the Garden and your other properties have been using specifically towards lawyers that work for law firms that are currently in active litigation with you. I don't think the fans care about that at all, but for the sake of that being kind of the impetus of this conversation, you have said once that litigation is over, win or lose, those lawyers are welcome back in all of your buildings. But during active litigation, why let someone who's being adversarial with you enjoy your buildings? Is that pretty much accurate?
Well, something like that. The first thing is, they're really not the same issue. I mean, facial recognition is, you know, I mean, look, facial recognition has been going on for the last 10,000 years. When you go home, right, and your family sees you, they recognize your face.
I hope so.
Me too. So this is just the electronic version of it, right? It's technology, and this issue seems to be more coalescing around is the idea of saying if somebody sues you, right, they still have a right to come in and you know,
enjoy the building.
Be a patron, right. A customer, right? And what our position is on it is that. No, right. The if you're suing me, right, that you should stay away, right, until you're done suing me, until we settle the argument that you have, right, and because you're confrontational with your suit,
This is where the fans are in this, because the average fan, Knicks fan, Ranger fan, someone that enjoys going to your buildings for concerts, et cetera, say, okay, if you're going to use it against the lawyers that are involved in suits against you. I'm a passionate fan. I'm critical. I don't like the decisions you made.
No, you don't think fans are critical, do you?
You know they are. Would you?
If they weren't, you wouldn't have a radio show.
Also, very true. They're critical of us too. Trust me. The concern amongst fans is that you could then weaponize the technology to keep your detractors out of the building, and people want to know: would you do that? Are you doing it? Will you do that?
Okay, so. Look, we use the that's a long answer, but I think the answer is basically no, right? Except if you become confrontational, right? And confrontational with other fans, confrontational with the staff, confrontational with, with the ownership, right? And you really have to be confrontational, not just say, I don't like you. Generally involves some form of profanity.
Guy in the upper deck's like, hey, you suck, sell the team, I can't believe where the Knicks or Rangers are going. That guy's not going to be banned, but a guy that is F you and that type of thing, that guy's more likely to now deal with your guys.
Right. The guy up in the stands, I mean, we don't even know if we're going to hear him, right? But if we do, so what? But the guy who comes down, right, on, works his way down to the floor, and as, I'm leaving, right, says, starts confronting me, et cetera. Yeah, that guy's going to go. He's there to pick a fight, right? Same thing with the players, right? You could sit there and you can yell at the players and say, make your free throws, right? Et cetera. But when you start becoming, personal with them, right?
You guys have the right to eliminate a fan. Yep.
If someone is on, because I've done this as a fan, where I'm mad at my team for not doing something, I take it out sometimes on ownership. Would that get someone banned if they're on social media criticizing?
No, right. Even if you come down and get in my face and say your team sucks, mm-hmm. right? Do a better job, right? I'm gonna say we will next game, right? Come again.
So fans shouldn't have any fear that being critical of ownership or the team or any of the teams could potentially lead to being banned using facial recognition.
No, that's not going to happen.
Has any fan been banned over that?
Only the ones who have come down and gotten right into your face, right? They just step over the line, right? I mean, we certainly understand fans getting emotional. That's the big part of the appeal of the game.
Sure,
right? The ones who get, right up in your face and get confrontational. And that's unfortunately has happened.
Is there a chance that I could call in a favor and just for the sake of me filming it, have Evan banned using the technology? Can we set something like that up?
No, you can't. No.
I got to ask because he is a season ticket.
I am a season ticket holder. Who doesn't root for the team?
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
You guys are in this marketplace. You read the papers. I mean, there are people who are critical of us all the time.
Yep.
Right? We don't ban them, right? We don't say you can't come, et cetera. I mean, a lot of times they're doing their job if they're reporters, et cetera, right? But, I mean, you take social media into account. You're talking about thousands of people.
Sure.
That's not what we're doing, right? What we're doing with the lawyers, right, is just basically saying to them, because if you sue me, why should you come and then...
I've said this several times. I agree with that. I would do the same thing.
My question, yes, he would. My question in regards to that is, do you view the Knicks, the Rangers, the Garden as yours or like a public trust?
Okay, so first off, we take the heritage and of the Knicks and the Rangers and how important they are to New York, all of that, and our fans. That's all very, very important to us. But in the end, no, it is a private company, right? It is owned. It's not the U.S. Post Office. So you can't put the same rules you put on the U.S. Post Office on the Knicks and the Rangers. We make money out of bringing people into the Garden, right? Out of selling advertising, out of making our teams popular, et cetera, right? We don't make money by chasing people away.
Right.
That's what you have to rely on. That's part of sports business.
No question, you own the team, obviously, and you could do what you want. But I think fans view teams as like, they own the building too. They own the team too.
Because they've been fans longer. And it's more than that. There's probably hundreds of thousands of fans out there that want to be the general manager.
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes I've done that. Yeah. Sure.
We respect that, you know, and we like that they're that involved with the team, right? In the end, somebody has to make this. The ownership and management makes the decisions. You may not always like them, right, et cetera, but we're doing it to try and put the best product on the floor.
No, I think I mean that more in terms of coming into the building, not necessarily forcing you to make a decision or not. That the building, the garden, is New York City and its heritage, and you obviously own
yes,
it.
Yes, and everybody's welcome.
Except if they're a part of the lawsuit.
Except if you're suing me, right? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, the why do people think if you're
it's
suing somebody,
I said, it's no one cares about the lawyers being banned. It's easy fodder to attack James Dolan.
Let's look at who these lawyers are, right? The number one most vocal lawyer, right, in regards to this, a guy named Hutcher, right? You know what his lawsuit is, right? He is defending ticket scalpers, right? Because We stopped the ticket scalpers from buying hundreds and hundreds of tickets,
jacking up
the prices to the games and to the concerts, right? And we told them you can only buy four, right?
Right.
And they didn't like that, and they sued, right? Because they want the opportunity to, you know, to skim off the top and make money on you, on the fans.
By the
they
way,
want
for
to
the
drive
record,
ticket prices up.
Ticketmaster has a limit on how many tickets you can buy at events nationwide. That's not unique to what you guys are doing at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, but the same problem like Taylor Swift,
right?
What happened with her with her concerts is that they go out on the internet, right? And then these scalpers, right? The resellers, right? Put together bots, right? Put together programs, right?
So they get all the tickets.
That attack the Ticketmaster program, right? And they get all the tickets, and then they jack all the prices way up over the face price, right? And
yeah, I think Craig's right about one thing. Like, whether I agree or not, and I disagree, but the lawyer thing isn't what concerns fans. It's just they want to know, and you've said no, that a fan doesn't have to fear that they won't be allowed in because they're critical of the team or critical of you. Because
no.
I know this as a fan. I'm critical of all the teams, all the owners of the teams
I
report.
Because
I take it out on them.
Evan, there's not one New York living sports owner. Well, there might be one today, right? The Steve Cohen, but he's new.
We love Steve Cohen.
He'll get there though, right?
I hope not.
No, they all do. Everybody does, right? I mean, the New York sports team owners are not beloved, not until they're dead, and even then, it's a little iffy.
Let me ask you a question. You have kids who love the Knicks and love the Rangers. Do you have a succession plan where you could see your kids one day owning the Garden, the Knicks, the Rangers? Or would you ever see yourself in a position, if the right offer came along, to sell?
I have no plans whatsoever to sell at this point. I'm not retiring anytime soon, right? It's a family-controlled asset, so, you know, someone in the family will
own it.
Will
all right, let me get you to the next big story that came out of your interview with Rosanna Scotto on Channel 5, and that is the notion that you're being threatened and kind of bullied publicly with the threat of revocation of the Garden's liquor license, right? that's where we're at now.
Yep.
And you came out yesterday and said, okay, the guy that wants to threaten us, I'll just do it myself, and rather than sell beer and spirits at a random event, maybe a Ranger game, I'll give out the phone number and email address of the guy that's threatening us with revocation of the license.
Yes.
I don't think you would ever do that, but I gotta get you on the record for Rangers fans, specifically Knicks fans. Would you ever play that card to make a point and have a game in your building where you didn't have liquor or sales?
I don't think so, right? But I can't completely rule it out. I mean, and I think that we said on the interview yesterday that we were considering it, and I think just doing that interview and talking today may obviate the need to do it, right? Because what we're trying to do, right, is to tell the fan base, right, that we're in danger of losing our liquor license for no good reason
you
at
want
all.
You want them to know you're being threatened and who's threatening you. Right. And you felt
and
at least
not
in the moment yesterday.
If drinking alcohol, having a beer at the game is important to you, they're threatening you, right? They're telling you you're not going to get a beer, right? And if they get close, right now I think they're basically just garnering a lot of publicity.
And who? What's the name of the guy? And what's his title that has him feeling so empowered to threaten you and the fans?
Mr. Sharif Kabir, right? The who was runs the SLA, right?
Which is the liquor authority here in New York,
right? The you can look him up, or if you have your pencil handy, his phone number is 518-474-3114. Press 3. That number is 518-474-3114. Press 3.
Here's the problem. No, the problem with that is Craig has jokingly said to me, because I go to the Garden. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Net fan, but I love basketball. I do root actively against the team, just so you know. But that's
you
it,
root
what it is.
Against the Knicks?
Yes, I'm a Net fan. What do you want from me? I'm sorry.
Well, why would you come to
he
the
loves
Garden?
Loves basketball.
Love basketball.
He loves it, and he brings his kids there.
And I'm rooting against you guys.
People that so you're going to be there tomorrow night then.
Well, no, it's in Brooklyn,
Brooklyn.
I will be in Brooklyn, yes. You want to sit upstairs with me? You're more than welcome.
I've never been to Brooklyn.
Why?
That's a long
because
story.
Because it's not my venue. So,
you can come.
You know.
You guys don't take over the building the way you used to, but, you know.
No, it's look, I don't bring hundreds
You've never
of
walked
people.
Inside Barclays?
Nope.
Not even out of curiosity?
Nope.
But you're a Knick owner, you're a Knick fan. Why wouldn't you want to see your team, you know, 5 miles down the road, basically?
Like if they ever get into the playoffs, that's when I'll be most tempted.
Oh, me too.
Right, yeah, right. But
I mean, you'd have to go to a game one at Barclays, Knicks, Nets, wouldn't you? You wouldn't miss that.
You know, why don't we figure that one out when we get closer
to it? You think you're
going to
get taunted by us or something? Like, what do you think's going to happen?
No, I don't think I feel comfortable there.
Yeah, we're very intimidating. It's a fair point. We're very tough fans. But Craig has jokingly said to me, I'm going to tell Mr. Doan to ban Luigi's Ices, right? Because I love Luigi's Ices that you guys sell at the Garden. If I ever went to the Luigi's Ices stand, and let's say it wasn't there, but there was a picture of Craig Carton saying Craig had this banned, I wouldn't blame him. I'd blame you. I'd blame the team. So my question...
Well, hold on, time out. It was the conversation
That's an absurd analogy.
Hold on a second.
But you see what I'm saying.
He doesn't know yet because we didn't have lunch the other day.
No, wait a minute.
Hold on. I'm banning Luigi's for the Cartoni Italian
ice.
Oh,
look, you guys. Wait a second. I'm not supposed
it's okay.
to curse.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
It's, you know what it is.
Yeah, but my point is, don't you think that if alcohol is banned willingly, right or wrong, by the way, I'd be mad at the organization
well,
and the building.
Let me ask you a question, right?
Go
ahead. With that. Because, first off, your Luigi Ice thing, right?
You don't like that analogy?
No, I don't like it.
Nobody's buying it.
I am.
The only reason is because the only way that would happen is if Craig convinced me to do that, right?
Right.
They convinced my team to do that. And that's not what's going on here. We, of course, want to sell alcohol at every event, right, at Madison Square Garden. We definitely do. This is the SLA is threatening us with taking away our ability to do it. Now, you as a fan, right, who comes to the game, right, would you rather have one day without alcohol that enables us to stop us from losing a whole season of alcohol, right, or you just want to wait to see if we lose the whole season?
So here's where I would disagree with the thesis, and we don't know. I guess we'll find out if you try it. I think most fans would be upset at you guys more than him. Fair or not? Like, I think they would say, you willingly chose not, despite the threats, they haven't taken the license away yet.
You could very well be right. And
I just know it as a fan that I would be more mad at the team.
I'm not sitting here telling you we're going to do it, right? But if I'll tell you what, I think we're gonna look just more at what fans think, right, et cetera. And if you're right, I hope I'll be able to determine if you're right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm not just going to take your word for it that you're right.
No, of course, I don't even know if I'm right, because I also think that fans in a public relations debate would say, I care more about the license being there and being able to drink than lawyers not being allowed in via facial recognition. That's why I think you would lose the PR battle. Like, no matter what this guy's doing, they would be more angry
at
why you're losing it.
Okay,
saying, you see what I'm saying?
What we will do, right, is I do think that, you know, we're going to take this, this gentleman and his picture, which we got off of his own internet thing,
right?
We'll probably put them by the places where you buy alcohol, right?
So you can still buy alcohol, but you can also be informed about this is the guy that's threatening
we'll
to shut it down.
If you want to keep drinking alcohol here, right, do this. And then
let
let's
this
see
guy
if it
know.
Works.
It's kind of like
if it works, right, I mean, then... You know, Then there's no reason to stop alcohol, right? If it doesn't work, I mean, I'm not sure because, you know, once the state that once this guy goes through and if he's able to do this, which I, by the way, I don't think he will be able to do.
I don't either, right?
I mean, but you can't, you know, I mean, he's got the authority.
Sure.
Right. So if we think it's imminent, right, we're going to try and find a way. Right, to alert all of our customers.
I just think, and I say this as a customer of a lot of teams in this town, my anger wouldn't go towards him,
okay,
right, so, or wrong.
And
let me ask
you a question.
Yes.
Right. If I hadn't said this on the interview yesterday, right,
yeah.
And I just the hadn't said we were going to do this, and I just said, hey, the SLA is doing this, right? Would you call these guys up, right? Somehow I have to tell you, the fan, right, that something's at stake for you.
Right.
Right. So, honestly, by saying this to everybody yesterday, apparently, that may just be enough, right? Putting this up by our liquor stands may help. And, you know, and then, because
I think that's a better idea.
We make money off of alcohol.
Oh, sure.
Right?
I can imagine.
And we're in business to make money for our shareholders. And so we're going to keep, you know, we want to keep selling alcohol. And we think it really adds to the enjoyment of the experience for a lot of our fans. So we want to keep doing it, right? You know, that's the SLA is about to tell us no.
Well, you're putting a face and a name on a problem that might actually impact hundreds of thousands of people trying to enjoy an event or a ball game. So I think your idea is a better one than the one I heard yesterday, which is we're going to now put this guy's info while you're buying.
But if I didn't do that yesterday, would you be talking to me about it today?
I would not.
Okay. But the point is, Ranger fans. But there won't be a Ranger game where there's no booze.
By not yet.
There is no plan at this point to do that, all right?
Ranger fans are very happy now.
Your beer is safe. It's waiting for you.
Do you care which franchise wins the title first, Rangers or Knicks? Does it matter to you from this point forward, recognizing the Rangers won in 94?
In my dreams, it's the same year, right?
Probably not going to happen.
You don't think?
I don't think, no.
Well, actually, if you're not asking me this, but I'll say it. I mean, I love my basketball team, and they're getting better, I believe, every season. But I think the Rangers are more ready to win it.
Wow, they're certainly close last year.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think Leon Rose has done a good job?
Yes, absolutely. I was just talking to Leon. Why did I bring Leon in? I mean, I've been doing this for like now 20 something years, right? And in my experience with the NBA, there's things you can do as an owner, right? You can create an environment where everybody's, you know, give them enough money to do their job, give them more money than they need to do their job. You can stay out of the way, right? Which is usually the best course of action. But you do end up picking the one guy who's going to make all the strategy, right? Who's going to execute for you, right? And I picked Leon because I believe after you look at the NBA and the game that we play, that the team with the best talent, right, wins.
Period. Stop.
Leon Rose is, you know, so then you want a guy who can get you the best talent. Right, and I believe that Leon Rose is still the best guy.
Is there a timetable on when you've got to win?
No, I'd say that it's less of a timetable. I mean, though, eventually, you know, eventually there's a timetable, right? But but right now, what we're looking for is progress, right? We want to build into a championship team. We fully expect to make the playoffs this year. That will definitely be a benchmark. Now, look, I mean, this is sports, you know. If Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle get hurt, it's probably going to be tough, right? Right now, Mitchell's out for a
while. Let me ask you a question. I were talking to James Dolan, owner of the Knicks Rangers, and obviously the Garden and many other buildings here, kind enough to spend a few moments with us today. Would the meddling James Dolan have forced Leon Rose's hand to make the trade for Donovan Mitchell?
Well, that's exactly right. I didn't.
You would have, though, in the past. Is that fair to say?
Oh, you know, not in the last 10 years, right? My attitude has changed since. I mean, and every new owner, right, comes in thinking that, you know, they've got they've got the answer to the, you know, the, how to make the team as successful. I mean, not to disparage my fellow owners, but I mean, there are franchises out there with owners over the last few years. You can look at new owners who have come in, who have thrown in a lot of money, et cetera, and they're not doing as well as they thought. You really got to leave a lot of this strategy to the guys, right, who have dedicated their lives and their careers to
it. Is that hard to do, though?
My deal with Leon and with Tibbs, et cetera, is that, you know, I get to speak, right? Their deal is they don't have to listen to me.
By the way, I want that deal here. They can speak. Now, you have a teenage son who I know is a big fan. If he said, hey, Dad, why don't we acquire so-and-so? Do you take that into a meeting and say, no. Hey, guys, what's the story with so-and-so?
It hasn't actually happened with the Knicks, but with the Rangers, my 17-year-old was like, we really got to get this guy, right? I mean, he was like killing me with it, right? And I said, I'll tell you what, I'm done, right? I got Chris Drury on the phone. I said, Chris, would you please do me a favor, talk to this kid? Right? He calmed down after
that's
that.
That's your dad owns the team. Yeah.
That's one of the benefits of
absolutely team. Right it is. Evan, if your dad owned a team,
oh my
you'd
God.
Be the biggest pain in the rear end of the world.
Oh, my God.
You'd be the de facto GM
yes,
at 10
I'd
years
be
old.
Barging into rooms making demands.
Sorry, I do need to ask you a question. You did a thing for next season ticket holders where you've invited them as an upcoming game where they get to go on the garden floor and shoot a free throw, which is a great opportunity for your guy.
Hey, this kid, is
right?
News to me.
All right, well, you got to trust me on it. You're doing it. So Evan, as a season ticket holder, came to me and said, all right, here's my dilemma. Number one, I don't shoot free throws very well. He joined a gym in Westchester. He's now practicing his free throws. He's like, what would happen if I showed up wearing a Kevin Durant Nets jersey? And on the heels of all the facial recognition stuff, is there a chance that Garden Security would say, you can't wear that on the garden floor for the free throw?
Would I be it's tackled insulting. Before I take the shot?
Is he allowed to do that?
The answer is yes, you
thank
are.
You. Okay.
And it's an excellent example of what you were just talking about, because a couple of years ago, right, there were a group of people that wore a shirt into the garden that had my face on it
right.
and had some very derogatory things on it, right? They were told, you can't wear that shirt into the garden. But if they had a Kevin Durant jersey on, no problem.
But derogatory, though. So it wasn't like just sell the team.
And if I know that story correctly, they weren't just kicked out. They were offered the opportunity to cover it up.
Right.
And when they refused, then they were asked to leave, right?
Right. I mean,
But derogatory, I agree with you. It's not just simply sell the team. I think every fan base has asked their owner to sell the team. I ask Woody Johnson that like three times a week.
You do?
Yeah, yes, on
let
the radio
me just ask
times.
You a question. What do you think that would accomplish?
I'm going to tell you why. I'm glad you asked that question.
Okay.
As a fan, when a team doesn't win for a long time, and I don't know if you know this, the Jets haven't won in a very long time.
I am a Jets fan, actually.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about. We blame ownership. It's natural. I use the Wilpons. Are you kidding me? As a Met fan, like we blame ownership. So there are Knicks fans who are going to say, "Hey, we haven't won in a long time." They're going to blame you, but that's not unique to you. It's every owner in this town. And I could tell you right now, I'm one of those guys that does that. What's crazy about that, though?
What's crazy about it is that if you want a winning team, right, you're not talking to the right person.
But I am, though. And I'll tell you, give you an example. Wilpons to Steve Cohen. Now, I know they haven't won anything yet, but you even said this earlier. He's beloved by Met fans. There's a sense of hope that we didn't have for a long time. And so while that's a dream scenario, that's why a lot of us say stuff like that.
Look, I'm going to defend Jeff Wilpon here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't do this. Come on.
How much money did he put into the team? You think that he starved the team of money?
No, but I think their payroll was not what it should have been for about 10 years. And that bothered me as a fan who pays a lot of money to go to games. I was not happy with that. Now they got the highest payroll in baseball, and they're paying an absurd luxury
tax.
How
high was their payroll when Wilpon owned them?
It was good.
For certain periods of time, you're right. For certain periods of time, it was high enough. 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, not acceptable.
Okay. All right, well, you got to, you know, I mean, look. All I can say is that, I mean, there's a lot worse out there.
Well, no. But that's where we come from as fans. Like, it's not a place of I hate him or I hate you.
Not just fans.
Yeah.
New York fans.
Yes, right? We're very special.
Yeah, very special.
New York fans expect, right, the all of their teams to be funded beyond reasonable.
Right. And I said some mean stuff. What did I say about Joseph Tsai about 4 months ago?
He buried Joseph Tsai.
Buried him. Nothing personal.
Have you ever met Joe Tsai?
I have not, no.
He's a lovely guy.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
I'm sure he's fantastic.
He really is a nice guy.
Yeah. Is there going to be an Alibaba store in the garden?
I mean, look, sure, why not? As long as, you know.
Pays rent. Right?
Pays rent. Yeah, I'm sure.
Is there a musical or, you know, entertainment act that has never played the garden that you say, I got to get them into the garden, even if it's just for one night, that you've not yet gotten a deal done for?
No.
No one?
No one. Ooh. I mean, that's available to play. The Beatles.
Right. They're no longer available.
No longer
available. But McCartney's played the building.
Right. But no, pretty much everybody has, and anybody who's out there, you know, plays the garden.
Are you surprised that the Billy Joel residency worked the way it worked? Did you predict that level of success?
Nobody could predict that level.
It's crazy.
But it's unprecedented. Never been done in the history of the music industry.
Yeah, I was there the other night. His daughter came out and sang, and it's, you know, it's every song you want to hear, and the thing sells out in five minutes.
He is so good.
He's still got it. Yeah. Yeah, you'll keep that deal on forever, right?
As long as he wants to play, he's got dates.
Once a month, that's it. Before we let you go, appreciate you coming in. If there's a message you want to send out to your fan base, Knick fans, Ranger fans, somewhat on the heels of what started yesterday, but just an overview of where you are as the owner of the Knicks and Rangers and their expectations, both from a talent standpoint, an attempt to go after a championship, and the overall garden experience. What message do you want to leave your fans with as you leave here today?
Look, I think for the fans that I think they mostly know this because the fans who come, particularly the ones who come to the garden, know this. We work our butts off to make it a great experience. Win or lose, we work our butts off to make it a great experience. We work our butts off, right, to try and bring a championship every year there, right? And you know, basically, we spare no expense, too, right? We think that coming to the Garden, right, whether it's a concert or a sporting event, right, is one of the most fun things to do in life. And you should come, right? And you are very, very, very welcome there. And we're going to make it a great time, a fun time for you, right? This is sitting right in the middle of New York City. We think the greatest arena in the world, right? And if you come, you're going to love it. And we're going to keep it that way. And that's what you should expect when you come to Madison Square Garden.
Well, if you want to come to Brooklyn tomorrow night, you can join me, Section 225. We'll see you there.
I'm sure I'd be welcome.
You wouldn't be able to see the court from your seats. He's the only guy that calls up your ticket office and says, I don't want to sit near the court. Put me on the bridge.
I love the bridge. I'm a huge bridge guy.
The bridge is great. You ever been to the bridge for hockey?
Yes.
Hockey is the best.
It's fantastic. Big bridge guy.
You're not sitting on the bridge for a hockey game.
I sit where I sit, but I also, during the game at times, will go up to something called the eyebrow, which is even higher than the bridge. This is where Glenn Sather sits, so you're like way, it's the furthest seat away from the ice, but you're way up high and you get a real good view of you know, how the
are there
the place,
ticketed seats up there or no?
Not that
probably
high,
not,
no.
Right.
I mean, the you know, this is like, I mean.
Is that like you got to walk like a catwalk to get up there and it's dangerous?
Literally, yeah, a little bit.
Craig won't go up there.
I'm not doing that,
he won't
man.
Come up to the bridge with me.
Listen, yeah, I got bougie. Game, I'll take you up to the eyebrow.
I'll sit next to you courtside. You let me know how the eyebrow is. How about we just work on that? Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. I hear what you're saying. Don't agree with all of it, but I respect the fact that you know you guys are under fire right now from people that think you're an easy target. And the goal is to just make sure fans know that they can have a great experience. They can be critical if they want to be critical. And that you would never do anything and won't do anything to try to change the overall experience of a man, woman, child that walks in.
Only make it better. If I can figure out how to make it better, We will.
Well, the answer, you know the answer.
Yeah, winning. We all know about winning, right?
Yeah, if someone told you when you first took over that it would be this long without a championship for basketball, would you have said you're out of your mind? There's no way that could possibly happen.
God, you know what? I mean, it's very defeatist. It would be very depressing.
Yeah.
Especially if I believed them, right? I mean, look, every owner, right, goes into the season believing they have a shot, right? I've done 24 seasons, right? Every season going in thinking we had a shot. Sometimes a longer shot than other times, sure, right? But even this season, right? In my mind, I could see, you know, I mean, I could see the team developing, right? But it would require some players to make huge jumps in their skill levels and how they're playing, and that's probably, you know, unrealistic,
yep,
right? But also there's trades. I mean, I always think we have a shot. I think we still have a shot now, right? I think our expectation should be that the team makes the playoffs, right?
Start with that.
Right, start with
that. Is that enough, though? Is like getting to the playoffs, let's say losing a first-round series, is that a success?
It's really about did they get better,
right?
Right. I mean, did we build enough this season that in the off-season, right, we can make a move or two and get even better and get even closer? Right, like the Rangers did.
Right? Wow, they made quite a jump. I mean, they got to that.
I don't agree with you there, by the way. I mean, look what happened.
Well, just based on results they did.
Yeah, but what happened was is we had the season before the season that we went to the semifinals, right? We should have been in the playoffs. We should have been made it through the second round. Everybody was disappointed, right? So we did. We made some changes, and then they realized a lot of their potential. Right. And Chris has done, by the way, a fantastic job. I can't believe there's a Ranger fan that doesn't like Chris Drury. but maybe there's one.
I'm sure there's somebody.
Think Ranger fans are happy. Knick fans are the ones that are up and down.
Right. Well, we'll get there with the Knicks.
And you will acknowledge just publicly you still owe me lunch, yes?
Yes, I okay. do still
so
owe
I'll
you lunch.
Sure and just want to
and I will. Sure I do, you know, on publicly also acknowledge that Craig Carden is my friend, and
See?
We do talk.
There you
we
go. listen, I'm going to tell a story about Jim that he's not going to doesn't want me to say. I'm going to say it because, you know, when I got in trouble and went away, when I got out of prison and I was trying to restart my life, there's a handful of people that reached out to me. And Jim Dolan is one of those people. And I'm forever grateful for that because you didn't have to. It wasn't a public thing. I've never shared that story publicly. I know I shouldn't. But, you know, when you're in a situation I was in and someone that you're not very close with as a friend reaches out and literally said, here's my personal phone number, here's my email, 24/7. If you need somebody to talk to, I've conquered some similar demons that you're going through, you call me. And I'm forever grateful for that and appreciate that friendship very, very much. Thank you for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.